So, like I said before, I really want a winter coat like that ever since. I was going to say, Isis Couture. What's her name? From Minnesota. The one that made the coat. I love
again that you went Rita Vega?
No, God, what am I thinking? Whatever.
We'll yeah, we're flailing.
Yeah, right now.
Your hair, and this hair is beautiful.
Yeah,
Victoria.
You're taking a big swing, you've taken big swings all night. Look at me making sports references. Don't do that again.
Just like us.
Yes.
You're talking about balls earlier. Bonjour.
For your first look, that kind of boudoir.
I love Brad's hair.
1950s, gorgeous French lingerie. I thought you looked very beautiful. You have these very pointy bosoms, which I loved. And it was very old Hollywood. And I think in the hip and buttock area, I think you can go a little bit bigger to give us that real old world bombshell kind of look. With your
agree.
Yeah, I do agree.
I think
that
Brooklyn really nailed what our issue was with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, exactly.
The overlook was beautiful, but
such an actress. The presentation was amazing. It was very, very funny. It was very camp. But there was a moment where I was waiting for something else. Where I was wondering if the coat was gonna.
Yeah, I was originally when I was watching, I was like, "Is the coat gonna come off?"
I thought she was gonna lose the
reveal into something else.
Things,
yeah.
The coat I've ever seen. But then she went for it, and I was like, "Okay, girl, do your fantasy. This is your fantasy, not mine."
So many elements going on.
Oh, literally what I said.
I thought this looked like
I don't think it looks messy. I just think
I don't either.
Yeah, I just think that like it's just a lot, and like individually the pieces would be great.
Replace the rain by glitters, but I think it was unclear.
It just doesn't make the brief for me.
It's funny because I just thought, okay.
Also, one thing that we like didn't touch base on was when they announced the queens that were saved, which were Isis and Raja. Silky turned around and was like shocked, and I mean we'll talk about it when we get to like their untucked moment, but I just was like I cried a little inside when I was safe.
Yeah.
And I love it. I know all three of these black women that you presented tonight.
Period.
Every time you came out here, I was excited to see you and you didn't disappoint.
It's the versatility for me.
Yes.
I'm not gonna lie, it's the versatility.
Just the ease and the grace
like,
of a dancer.
Easily.
It was so sexy.
Flawless.
I thought it was such great colors on you.
Thank you. Your snow look was what I love about drag. It was dramatic and elegant, but also fashion.
It was.
It was so good.
Yeah, it really was.
Runway. That was a lot of costume, but never once did that costume overpower you. It was beautiful.
Silky has such a stage presence.
Yeah, she knows how to present.
You can tell she's a pageant queen.
Yes.
So I wanted to be like the little girl on the south box. I wanted to be her all grown up, getting ready to go to the club.
Yes.
Yes.
It was so fun.
This look was my favorite of the night.
I would wear this. I would wear this.
I would absolutely wear this. Yeah.
It's good to hear this. Because today I didn't feel my prettiest.
Oh, girl.
You know, as queens, we don't always feel our best. But I do my job and I show up. So it's good to know that I did good at my job today.
Last but not least.
I think that's a really important discussion. It's like, as queens, like, we don't always feel 100.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
Yeah,
like if our paint isn't always the best. Mm-hmm. We don't really like the costume is just not giving what we thought it gave.
Yeah.
Like that's okay.
Totally. And
but we show up, we show out, we do our numbers and we get it through.
That's like one moment, like the moment where I like was watching this and I just like I got emotional,
Like
thinking of
that.
Because I've been there so many times, especially in the last year.
I was
year.
There, too.
Yeah.
Like, if anyone follows me on Instagram, my last photo shoot that I did, the one in front of the tree with the beard.
Yep.
I was
Iconic.
Really not feeling that.
Girl,
like,
that was
I really,
so freaking good.
I thank you. And, like, Andrew was like, you look great. But I really was just, I was in my head. I was not feeling... I could find a million reasons to pick.
You're your own worst critic.
Exactly. And so that's why then I did that look, because I did that on Friday. No, I did that Thursday. And then on Friday, this episode came out, and when she was like, I didn't really feel my prettiest.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, it kind of hit me as like well.
Resonated with you.
It might have been the edible. But I related in the brief moment. It's never the edible. It was, I was like, this really, like, we all feel maybe not our best. But, you know, but there's people out there that are like, wait, what?
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is your best. Like,
that's just the way, the way it resonated with me. It was like, it's like, sometimes I just don't feel like that great in my head. Mm-hmm. And like, I just like a lot of people don't really see me as like this anxious, like, or I suffer with depression and stuff. And like, all of these things that I kind of really like poker face it.
Mm-hmm.
And people, I mean, I always tell this story because it makes me laugh so much. Like, I went on a date this summer and this guy was like, you look a lot nicer in person than you do like online or like, in your pictures. Aww. And stuff. And I'm like, thanks. And he's like, yeah. He's like, you look really mean and intimidating. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. And I'm like, it's just like a front, maybe. I don't know. Like,
yeah.
There's just like a lot more behind me, but also just constantly being like bullied as a young kid and like being told like, you're not worthy or whatever. Like, it just, I put on this face, and sometimes like when I'm present, I, deep inside, I'm just like scared, and it doesn't show that.
Yeah.
Because I don't let my emotions show. And so I like felt that, where I was like, that's very me all the time, because I'm not a, I come off as very confident, but it's all fake. I like am very insecure and very like, it takes me a while to like get comfortable with mm-hmm. people. It's like, one on ones sometimes are like better for me. But I mean, I do go out and like, I will like, show off a look and whatever, but I do have the right crew with me, like my hype people, like my cousins are like my hype people. They're like, bitch, you look bad. I'm like, thanks. I'm scared to be here in this heterosexual club just like,
yeah,
my like hottest self, but like, I don't know, that's just like also a different fear. But
yeah, I can relate to that as well. Like, I feel really, and that's where I took a name drop her, Eliel. Yeah. She's so unapologetically herself, unapologetically queer.
Yes.
Is someone that I have just taken notes from on performing or even presenting a look or just in your daily life, is just be you and just live in your own world.
Exactly.
And just do you. And yeah, if you are listening to the pod, follow Eliel.
Eliel HP on Instagram. I love her. She always checks in and she's like, girl, you good? I haven't seen you in a minute. I'm like, you know, I'm over here just vibing by myself. Like, I like to self-isolate, and not because like I don't like the world, but it's just like, you know what? I'm taking time to like just do self-care and just like kind of like find beauty in things. And so I don't like, and I don't drink, so I don't like going out, and like I'm not a nighttime person anymore. So I'm like, catch me going on a walk in the morning. Like, I'll stunt on my walks to Starbucks or something. But
I love that.
Yeah. But
I've seen her on walks to Starbucks. She worked a food cart.
Oh yeah.
She used to. I don't know, winter. But
during the farmer's market.
Yeah, yeah. I saw her during a show. We had a show that evening. We were both there, wide awake early.
That's
so like, cute. I'm getting a coffee so I can finish the look for your show tonight. Like, it was cute.
Oh.
She's such a wonderful angel.
Yeah.
So, shout out again. We do a lot of shout outs. I know. Good.
We're going to tag all y'all.
Yeah, we'll tag all y'all. Yeah,
promote us.
Period. All right, let's get into this.
Yes. Anita Wiglet.
You came out and you teased the reveal, and then once it opened, I was like, okay, it was anticlimactic.
Yeah, it really was.
Yeah.
I definitely wanted a little bit more. The second look.
The second look I loved.
I
really loved it.
And I didn't hate this look.
Which I love, and which you do so well.
Thank you.
Anita, I think you have an incredible physicality to you that is...
She really does. Like, and like, I know like she mentioned on her first runway, she referred to her as a supermodel, but with the big nose. And I was like, girl, those are your features. Like, flaunt them. Like, like, your face is beautiful. Like, never cut yourself short. Like, if you're listening, don't ever cut yourself short. You're beautiful.
Absolutely.
Like, beauty standards don't exist. Yes. It's the color.
This hair is very caught in the rain here.
Thank you, Anita.
Thank you.
I just love her legs.
Yes.
Her legs are so...
She is a really, like, sometimes I think she falls in this... I have to be comedy. When she's actually a very beautiful queen. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, oh my God. Yes, I get that you're a comedy queen, but like, you don't have to be that all the time. Give us a little variation of who you are. Like, you know, give us the softer side of you. Give us the sexy side of you. I mean, you're not spooky all the time.
Oh no.
Yeah. Like,
I don't. I would not get those brunch bookings if I did.
Yeah.
Silky nutmeg.
But vanity is safe.
Each of you needs to decide which of the bottom queens
and
you
Rita
Silky
and Anita.
And
you may leave
Victoria are high or top two.
Yep.
And Rita and Anita.
Yeah.
Rita and Anita.
Rita and Anita.
You're in the bottom. So I think it's written on the wall.
Yeah.
Rita, Anita's the only one without a win.
Yeah.
But I am in the top. And baby, I belong there.
Absolutely.
Absolutely, for sure.
Thank you. I wanted to do well after last week. Like, I was kicking myself for the ass. And that's part of why I didn't feel most beautiful today. But, bitch, I will say, when y'all was safe, I said, bitch, I got a chance.
Period.
Yes.
I was in the back.
I'm not gonna even lie to you, I'm feeling the type of way. You know, I don't think anything that I presented on the runway tonight was actually safe. I didn't come here to play safe.
I think Raja and Isis maybe shouldn't have been winners,
but top two.
Yeah. No, I would have put Isis and
yeah. I thought Isis did a little bit better than Raja.
Yeah,
and I think she did. I think her looks. I don't know. Now see.
I would have put Victoria and Raja high with Vanity, and then she had three high placements. And
yeah.
Then have. Isis and Silky. Top two.
And then have them lip sync.
Yeah, those two lip sync. We know who's going to win that lip sync.
Yeah. Wait, who do you think would win?
The lip sync guru.
Yeah.
Silky, okay, that motherfucking ganache. Although, I'm just going to say, this lip sync, mama, we already know the top two.
Yeah.
So we know it's Victoria and Silky. And
oh, she looks so cute with her little buck teeth.
Silky is just one of those performers where I was here stoned out on the couch, but I got up and I was like,
period.
Yeah, I wanted to grab money and throw it.
I was kind of shook by
Silky lip syncing. Please watch this lip sync if you're listening. Silky just.
So they're talking to each other, and one thing that I did want to point out, because I mean, we all know that they are all trying to like get their asses saved, but would you send competition home knowing that an actor is in the bottom and the next challenge is an actor? Would you?
I don't know if they know the next challenge. However, would it be too early to send Rita home? Would that be too shady?
I don't know.
I think she did the worst of the night.
You think she did the worst? She did worse than.
Am I saying that? I'm putting that in a statement.
But then, are we going off of track record?
Track record, Anita goes.
Yeah.
But I actually did like Anita's final look.
I liked it more than.
It got a red. You know what?
Caught in the rain.
I would probably send Rita home. Because it's off the last look, I would block out the two looks and say, I'm judging you solely. And I would tell them this in the one-on-one. I'm judging this off of the final look, weighted.
Okay.
So the final look is weighted. Weighted in my math numbers, Anita stays.
I also agree because Rita, there's so many Rita and Anita. Rita, her foxy lady look did not give me foxy lady, and it was just an ugly coat. I mean, I'm sure it was pretty, like you can see the print of clothes, but I couldn't because I wasn't wearing my glasses. Now I am, but I didn't really pay attention to it. But I did like her second look more, and the second look or this third look I do like more than Rita's.
There's, it actually reads the challenge.
Yep.
Like, she out of most of the people on that stage looks the challenge on the ring.
And I think that's the goal, is to do the challenge. And if you don't do the challenge, then you're going to get Kendall gendered out, mm-hmm. you know? I mean, but she did.
Which is why, like, I think Raja was in the top. Raja served good looks, but Raja's mm-hmm. final look was not. Yeah. I would not look at that and thought, caught in the rain.
I think it was just the raincoat material that kept her safe. And, yeah. like, her other looks were good.
Or her looks were good.
But the lip sync is coming up.
The judges thought that I did better than Rita in this challenge. And I'm just holding on to the hope that she just judges.
I agree. I agree, too. I thought she did better than Rita in this challenge.
They always read her for, like, being delusional. And I'm like, no, I mean, like,
I agree.
It's true. It's true.
And do I like Rita's look more? Yes.
Yes.
Does it read the challenge? No.
Mm-hmm.
Would I say, Rita, I'm probably sending you home, but can you drop this look off at my workstation? I sure would.
Just leave the sleeves at home. Or, like, the little cufflinks. Silky and Rita made an alliance.
Yes.
So,
that. So, we already know what's happening.
Yeah, so, that kind of just, like, a dead giveaway. But I wouldn't do it. Would I do an alliance?
I would do an alliance. You guys start those alliances. Yeah. You're 2 episodes away. You have 2 more episodes and then the finale. The 6 episodes. You have to do that alliance now or never. It's too early to send queens that are strong home. That's like next week. I would start sending the competition
home. The competition home?
Yeah, 1 more episode in the finale.
No. Okay, I love Silky's look. It's so beautiful.
I agree. When I first saw Silky's lip sync look, I said this is the best costume she's ever worn on Drag Race.
It's the color palette for me.
That part.
Yeah. I do like her costume, Victoria Scone's costume, but I'm just like, okay, this. I don't know if it reads like. I mean, also, she's trying to work with the mug that she painted, which is very like.
Yeah. I think Silky's look, though, is. I love her look. If I was to ever be in her position, or I can keep around Anita because I don't feel like Anita is a threat.
Ultimately, it's hard to see another girl go. Yeah, I can't imagine, like, having to send your sisters home.
Yeah. Welcome back, everyone. Again, this is that episode 1. Whoever would cry, I feel like sad for.
What?
Whoever would cry, I feel like guilty for.
And who would cry or just send home? I'm like, I don't want to deal with your tears because I'm dealing with my own.
Oh God, I cut in. I'd be like, am I mean? Am I bully?
Me, I'm sorry. It's like, if you're going to cry, maybe you should go home and think about it.
Yeah.
No, that just shows that, like I said, it shows that you have heart. So it's always like, if you're like pheromone and you're just like whining and shit, I'd be like, okay, go home.
But love. I don't whine it. I am too. I love the Silky one finger moment.
Yes.
Let's get the lip sync started.
Like, she's one moment.
She is such, I use this word lovingly, like, cunt energy.
Yeah.
Like, just like, she's like, I am that bitch.
She's gonna send her man's baked potato back because it wasn't fully cooked.
Yes.
And she's gonna get a full refund.
We may be silent for this lip sync, and it's because we're watching Silky. I hate how it's a Hector mix. What does that person have over RuPaul?
I don't know, because I was thinking the same thing. I'm like, I've seen this thing before, and I know people have, like, mentioned it. I'm like, what is the tea behind that? Like,
I don't know.
It just gives them for free.
So, if anyone from the pod is watching the lip sync, Silky shows us how to lip sync.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of queens get caught up in doing splits, flips, stunts. You're not lip syncing. That's dancing.
Yeah.
Silky knows how to lip sync.
Yes.
Yeah, I truly believe she was singing this song. We have the horrible Hector.
Mm-hmm. Aviana Cock, another name drop. She's one of my favorite lip syncers to watch because she looks like she's singing the song. Like, she is that great of a lip syncer. I performed with her recently at the Reef, and her last number, oh my God, like, she grabbed the attention. And was like, had a similar moment to this and like held it, and I was just like, give it to them, bitch. Like, sing for us, bitch. Like, she is a lip syncer, and I agree, like, she is lip syncing the house down. Being a drag queen isn't all about being a dancer.
I'm not a dancer. So that's why I've like watched and studied a lot of British drag over American drag. It's because they focus more on the persona and performing rather than are you flexible and 22 years old and can flip backwards into the splits and dip. Which I get, like, American drag is very American drag is very influenced by ball culture.
Yeah,
it really which is those elements of like the dip, you know.
Right now in this part, I think if you are watching at 54, they do like a split screen of Silky and Victoria, and Silky is just like giving us her soul.
So good.
And we already know who won. Like, we already know. I mean, because there's we watched it.
No doubts.
No.
She's holding up her hand. She's saying, congratulations. And see, what she's I love like, about Brooklyn plays along with it.
Yes.
But in a more natural way than the other host does, the American seasons.
Why don't you want to name drop then?
Okay, I would love this gift.
The pads.
The pads. Mm-hmm. That's what I love about like those challenges. I don't want a vacation to Cancun. I want a limited supply to like pads.
I'm
like, okay, great. I don't have to pay like X amount of money to get pads.
Are you kidding me? Tacos by the beach. That's like my fantasy.
Let's not lie. Those tacos at Cancun are probably not like authentic.
I mean, I wouldn't. No, in Cancun, absolutely. You'd go to
like, a resort?
I wouldn't eat at the resort. Okay. I'd eat at the street carts, like across from the resort.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was thinking, like, because I was like, I remember people were like, when I went to Brazil for a month, people were like, oh, did you go to like the big cities? I was like, no, I went to like Leticia, Colombia. I went to Benjamin Constant, Brazil. Mm. And that's where you got like the authentic food, like the real food. I will tell you, for that month, my shit was so good. Like the poop would just fall out. Not fall in a diarrhea way.
But just like,
but in a one or two wipe way where I was like, this shit I'm eating is probably so motherfucking healthy.
It like, really is. It
was,
no,
it was so good. And it was like good.
I believe it.
Like
I mean,
it was like, I remember like it was a little spicy for me back in those days as a person that lived in Waukesha County, Wisconsin. Oh, that so grew up like, in a cult, in a very, like, religious cult. Like, I was like, I didn't know anything. Like, the foods we ate were the most boring fucking foods.
The spiciest thing she's has ever had is pepper.
Oh, we didn't even put pepper on our foods.
Oh, not even pepper.
No!
Bland chicken, guys.
Bland chicken. No, yeah, there was nothing. We couldn't cook it too long, because sometimes the burnt stuff would be too spicy.
Oh, no, not that.
But no, and I remember being like, this is so good. And so that's when I was thinking, like, oh, go to Cancun because their food is good. I'm like, I'm thinking resort food.
Like, some of my dad's family lives in Mexico, but my mom's entire side lives in Mexico. And that's my favorite part of the trip is when we go down and we go to, like, holes in the walls. And we're just not those kinds of holes in the walls because those are also fun. But, like, the dirtiest and jankiest, like, taco truck or, like, little restaurant that's, like, half, like, hair salon. And you're like, what is this?
Yeah.
What am I? Like, and even going to the markets, it's just so fresh. Like, so, yeah, I also...
It's fun. Also, you feel like you're getting part of, like, the everyday, like, life.
Yeah, getting like, immersed in their culture.
Usually, they're, like, their markets. I remember the Benjamin Constant markets, like, on the Amazon River.
Oh.
Where they'd catch the fish, and they just sell it. And you go, and you buy it.
They're like, I caught this 38 minutes ago.
Yes, actually, though, if you look, you're going to see this. The pot, I think it's right behind me. There's a piranha on the wall. I caught that piranha when I was there. And then I took it to the market and said, can I get this, like... taxidermied, and the person was like, they're like, this is a taxidermy person at the market.
What?
I took the fish there, they took it, I picked it up the next day. Of course, they don't have cars there. They just you just ride around motorcycles. Yeah. So their Ubers are motorcycles. And I was like, this is the most wild fun thing ever. The little motorcycle pulls up. It's like, this is your Uber. You grab on the back, you grab around the waist. I'm like, Daddy. And they just zoom you off to your little market. So, and I was like, this is so fun.
Our next recording is going to be healthy. In Brazil. Because we are healthy queens and we get to hug hunky Brazilian men while we ride their motorcycles.
I remember getting on the plane and one of my friends was in the closet back in the day and he was like, oh, I hear Brazilian women are beautiful. I'm like, you watch Modern Family, so that's how you thought of that.
Yeah. Like, she's Colombian. Are you talking about Sofia?
Colombian, yes. We're on the Colombian Airlines. Okay. My bad. I was like, slip of the tongue. We're talking about Colombian. And we were taking Colombian airline and my friend was like, oh, here's that Colombian woman are hot. And I was like, you watch Modern Family. Like, so I think that.
I mean, all Latin women are hot.
But.
It's true, the stigma's
true. I'm going to say. The male flight attendant, I was like.
She was.
Choke me fucking daddy. He was so hot. And I think that was my gay awakening. And then I went to college. I went to college 2 months later and I just started sucking dick and. Have never stopped.
Oh, same.
So, if this flight attendant is listening to this, I love you.
I also love you.
He looks so good.
I love a good male flight attendant. Well, all flight attendants because they're great. They bring me snacks, but the male ones when they have their little pants and they just hug their little butts. I'm like,
It's so cute.
I'm like, if the plane crashed, I'm glad that this was the last sight I had.
I want to grab you and be like. Grab you by the belt and be like, I'm going to strip this ass until the plane falls.
Me, suffocate me so I don't have to, like, survive this.
No, like, that's not the reciprocator or whatever the little oxygen thing is. Drop thing. You're like, this will get me by. You survive the plane crash. And because you're like, of it. Yeah. They're like, you're an icon.
An icon.
I could chat more about being a flight attendant because.
It's fun. And
well, I also applied.
Oh, really? Yeah. I thought about it, but I have a cat. And
yeah, travel. I have anxiety,
I didn't know your cat's name was anxiety.
I'm terrified of small spaces.
Yeah.
But, Silky sent...
Anita
home.
Which
is fair.
Yeah, it is fair. I'm not mad about
it's
it.
It's not questionable. I don't agree with it.
Yeah, I would have been happy with either or.
Yes, however... It wasn't a shock.
Yeah.
Low, bottom. And Silky's a smart girl.
Oh, yeah.
She's not... She's not going to be the first one to send a questionable person home.
Mm-hmm. What I really... I'm really, really happy that she came and was able to, like, give her name a platform again.
Yes.
And, like, reintroduce herself. Because I do believe that she's funny. Like, she is so
she's
funny.
She's a really... Like, I think she's a great... And again, I said I would buy a ticket if she was in town.
So, I'm happy that she was here. I'm so upset that she, didn't push herself or, like, was in her head, whatever it may be.
Can I say this about her look real quick? Mm-hmm. If she was taking the white stuff and done it around her head and then on to the other shoulder, it would look like a cloud going around her head.
Yeah.
I think she would have been safe. But again.
Interesting, yeah.
My perspective.
I mean, but
maybe she would have been more in the bottom. Who knows?
She would have definitely gotten... I mean, she already got sent home, so... At this point, she could have tried anything. But do they show a preview? Oh, yeah, they do. I didn't watch this part.
Okay, so what is next week?
Yeah. This is a blind reaction because I don't remember...
So it's a stand-up comedy challenge.
Okay. I am really excited for this.
I am too.
So we have a couple girls that are kind of shady, like Raja and Isis. So,
yeah.
And even Silky. But, I mean, the reading challenge was
not that great. It wasn't good. It wasn't good. However, we saw Vanity gave a funny...
A little punchline.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited to see her. And I'm excited to see everyone because everyone at this point is a contender. Everyone is a contender and everyone has just kind of not just proven themselves, but like are, like, stepping it up each week. So I'm excited to see what they're all
going to
do.
Should we throw predictions around? Okay. I'm going to throw my prediction.
Okay.
At least. Because I want to, like, blindly react to this. I want to blindly do my prediction.
Yeah.
I think if it's a stand-up challenge,
mm-hmm.
I think we are going to have top two. I'm going to say Rita Vega.
Okay.
And Silky Nutmeg Ganache.
Okay.
Top two. I think bottom two, hear me out, Isis Couture. I think she's the least funny one of everybody. And
Victoria.
The other V. Victoria's gone. I think Victoria and Isis are going to be the bottom. I think we're now getting to the geeky bottom. I think we've really trimmed out the... I hate saying this. I think we trimmed out the fat.
Yeah.
And I think now it's geeky eliminations. So I think Isis and Victoria are going to be in the bottom.
Okay.
I just don't read Victoria's funny. I really don't see her as funny. And I don't see Isis funnier than Silky, Raja, or Rita. I see those three funnier than her, and I see Vanity getting the I went home on a stand-up challenge. I mean, the redemption based off the edit. That joke was funny, so if she drops that, she'll at least be safe.
Yeah. Like,
she might be low, but she might be safe. So my prediction is Rita and Silky top two, with Silky winning the lip sync again. 9th lip sync win. Also, this lip sync win.
Yeah, her, it's her 8th.
Her 8th lip sync is the most lip syncs won mm-hmm. by any queen ever.
Ever.
She's won 8 lip syncs, and no other queen has won 8 lip syncs.
Damn. And who's lost the most? Jasmine Kennedy?
I don't know.
Was it Jasmine Kennedy or... why can't I think of her name?
It might be Jasmine Kennedy.
Because she lip synced a lot. But
what are your predictions?
My predictions... I guess, I don't know. I think Isis Couture is funny. I think she... If she channels that Donatella energy, I think she could be on the top. I mean, I'm just a big fan of her in general. But I would have to say Silky and I'm gonna go with my gut. I wanna say Isis and Silky in the top. I really hope that they push themselves, or that Isis will, like, get out of her head. And I think I'm gonna predict Vanity for the bottom, just because if history repeats itself, she didn't do that great. And maybe Victoria Scone. I think it's going to be... Because so far we've seen, like, Canada versus Canada. Mm-hmm. I want to, like, mix it up a little bit and see, like, maybe, like, UK versus UK, or, like, Americans against Americans.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. See how that... I think that's my prediction. The UK girls in the bottom, and then Isis and Silky.
Silky in the top.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Back to the most losing lip syncs according to the internet. A quick Google search. Who would you think has the most losing lip syncs?
In all of Drag Race?
In all of Drag Race history. I was shocked when I looked it up. If two people are tied currently, as of a post in 2021. So it may have changed. If it's changed, please let us know.
Yeah,
but this
please
is
update
what
us.
We are going off of. Both, I'll give you this one. Both of them are American.
Most recent seasons?
None of them were on a super, super recent season.
I am gonna go with...
One's a really good lip syncer, and actually one's a really bad lip syncer.
I'm gonna go with Jujubee as one of them.
Okay.
I'm not gonna say which lip syncer she is. And Trixie Mattel?
So you're right. One is Trixie.
Okay.
The other's Katya.
Oh, okay.
Katya's a great lip syncer, yeah. But All Stars 2, she's in the top a lot.
Oh, and
she got lost to Alaska. So it's actually Alaska. It's not Alaska. It is Trixie and Katya as the worst lip syncing record.
And they have one of the best, like, podcasts.
Absolutely.
Look.
And
like, I mean, they're just amazing.
Katya is actually a really good lip syncer.
Yeah.
She just was put against people that just outperformed.
Yeah. Her. I mean, Alaska's a huge personality. Yeah.
But Jujubee actually has a second record.
Oh, really? Okay.
So he beat Jujubee for most wins.
Oh, damn. Yeah. So, wow. I knew Jujubee was up somewhere in those ratings. Like, either most lip syncs or least. But
again, maybe this is not right. This is what I quickly Googled really quick.
I mean, but if we're speaking about track records, you were in the bottom 3 times in 1 episode. That's one of my favorite lines.
That part.
Well, and that was Jasmine Kennedy. Or not Jasmine Kennedy. What's her name? Why am I spacing on her name? Bobo? Is her last name Bobo? Or
no, I think that was...
Bosco.
Bosco. To the bottom 3 times.
Yeah, not Bobo.
And, yeah, that's where...
Jasmine Kennedy went home that episode.
Yeah, she went home that episode. Yeah. But it's the following episode. And they were like, why should Bosco not be in the bottom, blah, blah, or something. And George just was like, she's been in the bottom 3 times in a single episode.
My roommate and I reference this a lot. And it's because Bosco said, George's has been in the bottom most times out of anybody in the lineup. Referring to, like, track record. And then Georges was like, well, since we're talking about track record, you were in the bottom 3 episodes. Or 3 times in 1 episode. So, girl, get out of here. I won my lip syncs. You didn't. You know, it was like that kind of shit. I was like,
Because,
I mean, you did win your lip sync, so, and you're still there. Yeah, the other girl lost her. She won her last one. But I think she should have gone home against Georges. That episode, because that was the musical challenge, and she did not do great as the.
What's the I don't know.
It was Moulin Rouge.
Yeah.
And she was like
that bottom.
Bosco and Georges.
To what song?
An Olivia Rodrigo song. I don't think Georges like did great, but and I think they saved. Bosco because of her track record, but also she didn't.
No, Bosco got the golden ticket.
Oh yeah, that's right.
That's why she stayed.
Yeah, she literally went home.
She literally went home.
I'm sorry, I'm like over here. Hitting
oh my god, we're like we are way too like we're just like there's too much drag race.
There is too much drag.
I'm not mad. I love it. No. Obviously, we love it. We're talking about drag
for real
race tonight, and we both do drag, but.
Do we do drag? Is this what you call it? It's just no.
Well, I'm doing drag.
No, I'm kidding.
Oh,
it is.
God.
But that was this week's episode.
Yes.
But yeah, I'm glad that people are tuning in and I'm excited to do more. I know that a Milwaukee queen has commented on one of the posts about potentially coming on.
I've never done stand-up, so I don't know what the fuck comedy is.
Me neither. I like to think I'm funny, but...
I'm funny, ha-ha. Like, yeah. Not funny. I'm funny weird, not funny ha-ha.
I'm funny ha-ha, I think. Also, I'm a little delusional, so maybe I'm not.
We all are.
Yeah. Look at us growing and expanding within 2 weeks.
Immediately. Growth, force it.
Exactly.
What are these plants?
For real. We're going to bloom and we don't care.
Yes.
But that was this week's episode.
So where can they follow you on social media?
You can follow me at Latina_Envy. And I mean, Facebook, if people still use Facebook. My out of drag name is Chris Castro. So
perfect.
Yeah.
And you can follow me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, that's still a thing, but also Venmo, more importantly, is She's a Her, That's SHEEZAHERR. She's a her.
That was for her Venmo. Venmo yes. her.
Absolutely.
My Venmo and my PayPal and my Cash App, I think, are on my Instagram bio if you guys want to look into that. Also, yeah, we'll see. I mean, we won't see you guys because we don't see.
But have a good weekend.
Yeah, have a good weekend. Enjoy your weekend. Yeah, and we'll be back.
Say cheers next Friday. See us on Friday, love.
And we're done.